Those little Modest Mouse from their brand new album. I believe it's a compilation, actually, if you're going to be strict. And you should be strict. You should expect only the best because you are listening to What Jail Is Like. Medication was the track from Building Nothing Out of Something on Up Records.
Well, actually, a little known fact, the first name of that band was Obnoxious Kangaroo Rat. Didn't work. It was too big for the bills, too wordy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and there were a lot of kangaroo rats who were kind of angry about
that. Angry, giving them a bad impression, of course.
Oh, sure.
Mice, on the other hand, don't mind the association with being modest.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they generally are, so.
They're very modest.
Very modest.
Humble, in fact.
Some might say.
They actually tried to call themselves a humble echidna for a while.
Echidna, it was confusing. What's an echidna? Mm-hmm. Is it humble kidney?
Who knows?
It's a monotreme.
So, right about now, as we skip gloriously past the 11 o'clock hour on What Jail Is Like, I'm going to take you to a trip deep inside the jail to a little special place in prison. What makes the penal colony all kinds of worth it?
Prisoners don't get to go here very often, only when they've been behaving. No shankings, no riots,
mm-hmm.
no toilet paper lit on fire and thrown down.
I love that. That's my favorite, the flaming
toilet paper. That's definitely awesome, you know.
Looks like 4th of July in cell block D on those nights.
No clanking on the bars. No trying to escape.
It's a sweet little treat. It's a sweet little treat called the What Jail Is Like Lounge.
What's up, my peeps? My peeps in the place tonight, can I get a what's up? Nice and chill, though, because that's the kind of mood we're trying to create here.
What's up?
Hey, I said nice and slow. Charlie, have that man's arms removed.
Ow!
I brought in a what's up this evening. I knew you wanted one last time, and I didn't have one, so I got one from the store.
Charlie, plunge your fist into that man's chest and rip out his heart and serve it to me on a platter.
I do just that.
I didn't bring a spare heart, sir.
All right. Welcome to the What Jail Is Like Lounge. Y'all, it don't stop.
Here's your lozenge, sir.
Thank you very much. You see, your host tonight's been doing some gigs around the city, been losing his voice. But he don't be playing, he don't be fronting. He comes back to the lounge when he wants to get down, y'all, and it don't stop. I might crackle, I might creak, I might skip a note. But I can still speak and rock the microphone at my peak. Thank you very much for coming out to the lounge.
Sir, if you fall from your peak, do I get my money back?
I'm going to kill you if you open your mouth again, sir. You're lucky you're still alive, seeing as you don't have a heart.
I have my arms back!
Charlie, give this man one arm back.
Oh, thank you.
Just for asking, sir.
How do I put it on?
Just slap it on there. Charlie, get this man some duct tape.
I do just that.
Welcome all to the lounge. Thank you for coming down. And for busting the move on your Friday night.
I busted a move on a Friday night once.
What happened, sir?
Well, said we should just be friends.
Charlie, remove this man's left ear. I bring it to me, please, with a little salt, a little pepper, and a hard-boiled egg. Thank you very much.
Here you.
If you were
sweet as toast.
Doing some pumpernickel or raisin, cinnamon-type toast bread.
What does that mean?
I'm going to kill you, sir. I have no qualms with killing human beings. I've done it many times in my past. Shady, they may call it. I find it perfectly fine and have no problem with my morals.
Okay.
So I'm going to thank you for coming out tonight. We're going to get right on to the show. Because, yo, I know that you came down here to rock and watch me flow. But we got other performers that need to rock the mic, too. So here we go. Our first performer hails all the way from the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Yes, I know what you're saying. How does a man live in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Well, you'd be surprised what peeps be living up in this place. This is a big world with lots of place for people to be crawling around in. So we found this guy. I'm bobbing up and down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Not a care in the world, just doing his thing, performing to an audience of no one. But man, can he sing. So let's bring him on a star. This is Shammy Shammy D. To the point and back. Shammy, Shammy D, come on up. Sir, if you clap again, I will kill you.
Sorry!
I suppose maybe we should lay a beat down for...
Man, I don't know if I can play to that, but I'll
let's
do
just, it. Let's just groove it, huh?
That's right. I never played to slurp. See, I don't know how to lay down a beat
like
this.
Man, he's getting the stage all wet. And man, he slurped on the woman in the front row. Can't be having
that. I don't know about it.
Shaman D, you got anything else in your repertoire? Because you're getting the whole lounge wet, and we don't be coming to do that. All right, Shaman D, you just got some plankton on my new velvet suit. Charlie.
Yeah.
If you could scoop Shaman D into a big bucket and escort him out to the dumpster in the back, I'd be much obliged. Thank you very much.
I'd do just that.
Sorry, Shaman D, but your time is up. Now you're going to see what it's like inside the dumpster in NYC. Some performance, man, I don't get that. You know, this new modern, surreal, sort of abstract type performance. I just don't be digging on it, man.
I don't know.
And I'd be digging on lots of stuff. I dug a lot of graves, some may say. You know, with all the peeps, anyway.
I might say.
Charlie, give that man his ear back, even though I've eaten it.
Here you go.
Fish it out of my stool and reattach it to the man's head, will you?
I'd do just that.
Oh, nasty. What?
You should be grateful I gave you your ear back, man. Don't let you take the other one.
What?
Man, Charlie, take that man's other ear.
I'd do just that.
Oh, jeez, man. Ow!
Now...
What?
Charlie, will you remove my ear and put that man's ear in place of where my ear used to be?
All right, so the... And then the right. I'd do just that.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're a tough man.
Yeah, tough and rough is how I like it.
Can I have your ear if you're not using it?
But the peeps don't have enough. We're not going to stop the show because, you know, we got some more flow to kick out. So, yo, let's bring on the next performer. This performer hails... Well, she kind of hails from all over the place. Performer. It's nothing but a beautiful...
She is hot!
I will eat your ribs, much like I would a pig's. Baste it in barbecue sauce, but instead of barbecue sauce, your own blood, sir. How does that sound?
Well, would there be lemon zest?
Charlie, fish this man's ribs out of his cavity, please.
I'll
serve them to me, much like you would a pig's.
I'll do just that.
Ow!
Finger licking good, y'all.
Those are my ribs. Can I have the bones back if you're not using them?
Charlie, collect these pile of bones at my feet and toss them back in the man rudely.
You know, I'm doing a whole lot this show.
Charlie, man. We're going to set you up later in the night.
I'll do just that.
I promise.
There you go.
Ow. Thank you.
All right, our next performer, like I said, is a beautiful, beautiful, fine performer.
She is hot!
You're testing my patience in a way that they've never been tested. Now, growing up and going to a lot of school, I've taken a lot of tests, but none as hard and as trying and as frustrating as the test you're putting me through right now, sir. Would you perhaps like to reconsider the test you're putting me through? Because if I fail, or if I feel I might fail at the test I'm currently taking, there's going to be a whole lot of hell to pay, sir.
I'll be quiet.
Thank you very much. Can we welcome onto the stage... Charlene! Charlene! Get out here! We be waiting! Don't forget the contract you signed!
I was waiting for my applause!
Alright. Can we just get... Alright, thank you very much.
I don't come out without applause.
Touch it, Moody. What is this freaky tap?
Oh.
She's supposed to be warming up before the show.
Oh.
Charlie, if you could take my right index finger, pull it off of my hand, stick it down Charlene's throat until she throws up. Gather the vomit into a bucket and then dunk a head into it.
Where's my applause?
I'll do just that.
Thank you.
Oh!
All right, Charlene, if you could just roll off the stage, please. We have a whole host of other performers that we'd like to take the stage and actually perform something worth hearing. I'm sorry to be so crude, because I know you peeps come out here to chill, and tonight's show's been a little rocky. I'll be the first to admit it. But I don't quit here, because we have another performer, and he's guaranteed to bring the roof down. If he don't bring the roof down, if we don't have construction workers in here by the end of his set building us a new roof, then damn, there's going to be hell to pay, and believe me, I'm getting the check. So here we go with our next performer. This performer is not so much a man, not so much a woman, not so much a human, as much as an essence is what he prefers, or she prefers to be called. The essence of Shalakalalala! Destination unknown, origin unknown, and all other vital statistics left unknown. Shalalalala!
Oh, my darling, my darling, I hunger for your touch.
Yeah, I can't lay down no groove to this.
See, but alone. Damn, the ghost with Swayze who was cold rocking it with Demi Moore?
I don't know.
All right, perhaps some. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, you kept me standing alone.
I don't know about this one.
No, man. Without it's kind of get me right here, you know?
How about a...
Did he just say pastrami?
I think he did.
Alright, perhaps inside, outside, blah, living la vida loca.
Charlie, if you could
tune it, turn it out.
Big plastic tarp.
Skin the color of mocha.
Bring it over to me and hand it to me, please.
Ah, do just that.
Hey, wait a minute. Ow.
Now, Charlie, if you would watch as I take this entire essence and drink it, virtually becoming the essence.
I guess I'll be forced to do just that.
Now, Charlie, if you could hand me that bucket and watch as I cut open my own stomach and pull out my own soul.
Yeah, here you go.
And believe me, I don't like to part with my soul. But seeing as it has merged with the essence I have just swallowed.
Walk like a man, right. Talk like a man.
All right, that's enough. And Charlie, if you could take my soul, which has recently been combined with this man's essence.
Sure.
Hey, look, I'm sticking out of your nostril. Walk like a man, talk like a man. Walk like a man, my son.
And put it in the rib cavity of the man whose ribs you recently pulled out.
Oh no!
So with the up and then the
I know it's
the crossover cool. move and then
that's
the,
okay
between the legs. Okay, all right, I'll do just that.
Uh-oh! Ow! Walk like a man, talk like
promptly break this man's neck.
I'd be happy to do just that.
Sorry about that little mix up. I don't know what's going down at the lounge tonight. We got a feisty crowd, a feisty bill of performers, and things just got a little feisty, but I know you don't mind that. We cold maxin', relaxin'. I'm sorry, peeps. I feel like I let y'all down. I feel like this show, this lounge, just didn't have any real good performers in it, and maybe that I'm losing my touch, or maybe the lounge isn't as popular anymore, you know?
Hey, is this the What Jail Is Like lounge?
Well, yeah, man, it is. Who are you?
Well, my name is Dusty Boots Williams.
The Dusty Boots Williams?
Yes, the Dusty Boots Williams.
Well, damn.
Peeps, we are in the honor. We have the honor of being in the presence of a genius. Famous, infamous, and everything in between him is.
Oh, you know my tagline.
Of course, I'm your biggest fan, Dusty Boots. If I can call you Dusty Boots.
Well, perhaps you'd like to lay down a fat rhyme while I put down some fat beats behind you.
Oh my god, our combo would be honored to be busting grooves in your presence, sir.
Charlie, you could help out too.
Charlie, get up on this.
Alright, I'm gonna lay down some fat beats.
No, no, what kind of beats do you want? Dusty Boots, something slow and that
I'm
you can
gonna lay
hum
down,
to?
Or? I'm gonna lay down the beats. You gonna lay down the rhymes.
You want me to flow?
I want you to flow. I want you to take Charlie with you.
But
on the biggest ride these people has ever seen.
But Dusty Boots, I think that I've lost my touch. I'm just not feeling up to my peak.
Oh, here we go.
I'm you feeling kind of weak.
You better get up.
My presence is kind of meek and finding it hard to speak. Just don't know if I got what it takes to bust a fat flow and over the brakes. That you be kicking Dusty Boots to the wall. You kicking down the beats and I'm stepping over them all. Where do I turn? Where do I go next? Grabbing the microphone like a solo flex. Busting it till the muscles on my arms are cold. Rippling, tickling and chipping. And then I'm sipping in a bottle of gin in my left hand. Because I'm getting depressed. People just don't understand. Like Jazzy Jeff said, oh, back in the day. Parents are whack, you gotta go your own way. I don't know where the rhyme's headed and the flow might stop. But every time I try, I just can't cop a feel down on the steel when I'm rocking and rhyming. People rock the mic, they say that I'm always on time. And sometimes I'm not, but that's okay, I don't mind. Whatever it is, I try not to fall behind. And anyway, I keep on flowing to the beat you playing. Cause you give me confidence and this is what I'm saying. The Dusty Boots, you strolling up in the place and make me feel taller than the walls. So like an Ellis Steel with marks on my face. People don't know what they are, but anyway, I rock the place and that's how it is. Oh god, I gotta stop. Dusty Boots, I'm just not feeling myself. I'm feeling weak.
My son, that was mad fat flow like I ain't seen.
Like I'm just feeling purged and cleansed, man.
That was all right.
Charlie, Dusty Boots, I think I can continue to host the lounge.
You're soul brother number one.
I am. Soul brother number one, and it's all thanks to you, Dusty Boots. You gave me my funk back. I had temporarily misplaced my groove.
I had found it in the lost and found bin at the bus stop in Tuscaloosa.
Right outside of the Howard Johnson's, where I was holed up a couple days on the lam from the law.
Ellie Mae took it when she left you. She took that in your wallet. Unfortunately, she left your groove on a bus.
Ellie Mae, that rascally bitch. Thank you, Dusty Boots. Thank you, Charlie. And I'm sorry for all the hell I put you through, Charlie.
Ain't no thing.
For making you kill all those peeps and not even once asking whether it was a burden on your conscience. You're a good man, both of you. So now, peeps, as I step to the mic, I'd like to thank my friends for tying together loose ends and seeing that I don't pretend the funk. Because y'all peeps don't want to be fronting on the funk. So now, go home and drive safe. Tip your waitress high. And I can't wait till next time when you join me again at the Whatcha Is Like Lounge.